The Suffering of Perpetua. Preface. There are ancient illustrations of faith, which both testify to God's grace and produce the edification of man. If these are written down, so that the reading of them may revive the past, and so that both God might be honored and man greatly strengthened, why should new instances not be collected, which shall be equally suitable for both purposes? For these new illustrations, in like manner, will one day become ancient and available for future generations, although in their present time, because of the veneration secured to antiquity, their authority is slight. But let men see to this, if they judge the one power of the one Spirit according to the times and seasons, since the more recent things should rather be deemed the greater, as being later than the last, in accordance with the exuberance of grace promised to the final periods determined for the world. For, in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and their sons and their daughters shall prophesy. And I will pour out my Spirit on my servants and my handmaidens. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And so, we, who recognize and honor not the prophecies only, but new visions as equally promised to us, and consider all the rest of the powers of the Holy Spirit as intended for the equipment of the assembly, to which the same Spirit was sent, administering all gifts on all, as the Lord distributed to each man. Therefore, we cannot but collect these in writing, and commemorate them by recital to the glory of God, so that no one who is weak or despairing in their faith may suppose that the divine grace abode only among the ancients, whether in the dignity of suffering as a testifier or of revelations. For God always works what he has promised, a testimony to unbelievers, a blessing to believers. And therefore, brethren and little children, what we have heard and handled, we also declare to you, so that you also, who were their eyewitnesses, may be reminded of the glory of the Lord. And so, that you, who now learn by the ear, may have fellowship with the holy testifiers, and through them with the Lord Jesus the Anointed One, to whom be splendor and honor forever and ever. Amen.